1027 Breakfast.
Being a Thursday morning, we'd like to invite Reverend Shona in once a week to come and have a chat with us here on Hot 1027 Breakfast. Of course, you can hear her on Sunday mornings between 6 and 6.30. But welcome to Breakfast and welcome to Thursday. Hello, Shona. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
Very well, thank you.
It's good to be here this morning, and it's not as cold as yesterday.
No, it's not. It's actually slightly, it's going to be slightly better, 23 degrees, they say, which is not bad.
I had a really interesting drive in this morning. A traffic light that hadn't worked for probably the last year is suddenly working, and no one knows what to do. So there's a bit of chaos and confusion at that light. Some are stopping because they think it's a four-way stop still, but actually it's green, so causing a bit of confusion.
I went through one this morning as well, and it was working. It was on red. I looked left, I looked right, and I went. I thought, hang on, that light's working.
Well, that's what's happening.
Yes.
So I thought, there's a bit of confusion on the roads, a bit of confusion in our country. So I wonder how everyone's feeling. Anxious, worried, stressed, fearful, some happy, some hopeful. We've done our voting, and now we have to wait and see what the politicians are going to do. So there's a Peanuts cartoon. I don't know if you saw it. Charlie Brown is asked, do all fairy tales begin with once upon a time? And he answers them, no, many of them begin, if I'm elected, I promise. So I think we've had a lot of that lately. And it is a difficult time. There's a lot of uncertainty. Some are finding it scary and stressful. And I think most are wondering how it's going to play out and what it's going to mean for all of us. We know that we're in a state of transition and that can be hard. And we generally, as people, I don't know about you, Parky, but we quite like to be in control or at least think we're in control. So most of us like some certainty and we don't have that now. As I was reflecting on this, I thought it's almost the same feeling as waiting for results after biopsy or waiting for a loved one in surgery. Results can be good or not so good. And I think it may help us if we try and place it in perspective and name it. When we name things, it helps us as humans. So Richard Rohr wrote a book, The Wisdom Pattern, Order, Disorder, Reorder. And the reason he called it The Wisdom Pattern is that it's something that happens throughout life. We have order, maybe another word I would use was relative stability. Then something happens and we have change and disorder. And then as things settle down and the new arrangement falls into place, we have reorder. A new way of being.
That's a good point.
As things work out. And I was thinking, I love butterflies, as you know, I was thinking of the life cycle of a butterfly. You have the caterpillar, it seems stable. It turns into a pupa, and I've been told, I've never done it, but I've told that inside the pupa is a mushy mess of DNA. And then out of that, a butterfly emerges. But for the butterfly to emerge, you need to go through that stage of transition and disorder, and it's not pretty. So at the moment, unless we're in politics, none of us here can actually influence the outcome. We voted and then you just wait and hope. So how do we get through it without stressing and having sleepless nights? So there's just a few things I do when I feel stressed. I go back to basics. I go back to things that are within my control, things that I love. Appreciating the people and fur babies in my life that I love. Coming in here on a Thursday with all of you, great people. Asking myself a question, am I okay at this moment, right now? And the answer is yes. Enjoying a night at home, especially now that it's cold. Having time out. Someone was late for my appointment, and I'm sure you've all had that where you're waiting for someone, and you generally start doing another 1,000 things that you have to do. I actually went and sat outside in the church garden and just enjoyed the sun and the garden, and I felt 1,000 times better.
You thought out.
Yeah. Well, I thought out, but I also just relaxed. My brain relaxed.
Absolutely.
So funds permitting, Parky, you'll know this, we still have the freedom to travel. COVID taught us the value of this freedom. There are tea rituals, there's sunrises, sunsets, 1,000 things we can do. So if, like me, you're feeling a little uncertain today, maybe some of you are a little or a lot stressed, it may help to remember the wisdom pattern. Order, disorder, and reorder. And remember, yesterday's gone, tomorrow's not promised to any of us, but we do have today. So let's not waste it worrying about what we can't control. And if you're a person of faith, please join me in prayer. I hope you have amazing and beautiful moments today.
Shona, thank you very much for coming in. Reverend Shona's on air on Sunday morning between 6 and 6.30. And she's on our socials as we speak. Have a wonderful day yourself. And we'll see you next Thursday.
Thank you.
Hot 1027 Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5.30 to 9 a.m.
With Airlink. Fly Airlink. Connecting Southern Africa.